I'd like to talk about Rosh Hashem, the Machlokes Truma Sedeshin, and the Taz in Shulchan Aruch, Aruch Chaim Tofresh Ayin Gimel, about somebody that lit Neiris Hanukkah Erev Shabbos, before Shkia, obviously, and the Neiris went out before Shkia, when it's still time to relight them. Is the Mechuyev Mikra Adin to relight the Neir Hanukkah before Shkia. Truma Sedeshin and so passing as a Mechaber say that he's not a Mechuyev, that the Din of Kopsa Ein Zokok Lo applies Erev Shabbos as well, and the Taz is Cholik. To understand the Machlokes, we first have to talk about the Machlokes in the Gemara about Kopsa Zokok Lo, any night of Hanukkah. So we spoke many times over the years that in Ner Chanukah there's a dual kiyum l'kuli alma. Everybody holds that there's a mitzvah of the Maisa Adlokah. In addition, there's a kiyum, an ongoing kiyum of Neris Dolkim, a mitzvah named Shechis. How long? Al Shetich Regal Min Hashuk. They come a rise over, but we don't have time to go into them now. The Machlokes and the Gemara but Kopsa Zokok Lo is whether the second kiyum, the second dimension to Ner Chanukah, the mitzvah nimsheches, is liikuvo, the mitzvah of having a Ner Doilek, Atra Tichla Regal Min Hashuk, is that liikuvo? I.e., is it Mechayiv a second Maisad Loko? Somebody had lit Bizmano, the Neris went out, is it Mechayiv a second Maisad Loko? That's Kopsa Zokok Lo. Or do we say no? He was mekayim the mitzvah, bizmanoi b'shaita with the ma'asad loko. As long as the ner is burnt, he had the second dimension of kiyum, and even though he's missing it, it's not liikuvo. May high time the mishabur brings from paiskim that lechelchila avad and avad they should relight the ner. L'kuli alma, why shouldn't he have the second kiyum? Elumai, if one doesn't, we say it's not liikuvo. Now let's turn to the machlokes. The issue of Hadlokas Ner Chanukah Erev Shabbos. The problem is obvious. The problem is that Mitzvah Ner Chanukah, the Gemara says, is Mishatishka Achamo. Whether it means, says HaKochovim, like some Mishanim hold, or whether Mishatishka Achamo means Techila Ashkiyo, like other Mishanim hold, Shitas HaGoyin, Kaidu, like that. But the problem is that neither one is possible. Neither one is possible. It's either we're talking about either the end of Ben Shmoshes or the beginning of Ben Shmoshes, and we can't wait until then. If Shabbos, either one will be Chayiv a Chatos or Noshem Toli, but you can't wait until then. So how are we Mekayim the Mitzvah? What do we do? And we Mekayim the Mitzvah of Shabbos, we light before Shabbos. The Mitzvah of Nechanek includes 8 days, and 8 days always includes the Shabbos, so we Mekayim the Mitzvah. Shabbos, what happens? What's the Lomdus? What's happening when we light the Neiris Chanukah before Shkia? What happens? And we Mele, we have to relight them like we said at Machlokes. The Truma Sedeshin was Mechadesh, a new Musag, a new Yisoid, and he said that there's a, Tosfos in Yevomis is Mechadesh, that there's an Indian called Hechsher Mitzvah and Kibud Aveim. Dahainu, the Etzim Mitzvah of Kibud Aveim is to be Meshamesh father, mother, Machileu, Mashkeu. What if the father tells the son, give me a piece of meat? Then the son goes and he has to start cooking the meat. So the Bishul Abosa, Shchit, and Bishul, being that it's a necessary prerequisite to Mekayim the Etzim Gufa Mitzvah, but being that it's a necessary prerequisite, if it's the Hechsher of the Mitzvah, it has Dinim of a Maisav Kibbut Aveim. It takes on Dinim of the Etzem Maisav Mitzvah Kibbut Aveim. Hechsher Mitzvah is like the Etzem Maisav Mitzvah. And there's a possibility that you would say, Aseh Doich Eloi Saseh. Just like if Lu Yitzur, you would say, Aseh Doich Eloi Saseh. Pertaining to Kibbut Aveim, Lu Yitzur. Lu Yitzur. You would say it pertaining to the Hechsher Mitzvah thereof too. But the Ikir Yisoid is a Hechsher Mitzvah, it's like a Maaseh Mitzvah. Says it to Mr. Deshlin, that's the answer to the problem, to the issue of Hadlokas Ner Chanukah Erev Shabbos. It's true. We can't light Neres Chanukah on Shabbos. The only time to light them is every Shabbos. But being that's the only way to achieve a Ner Chanukah on Shabbos, namely by lighting it before Shabbos, so the Hechsher Mitzvah of lighting it every Shabbos, only Hechsher Bezmanai. But the Hechsher Mitzvah has a Din of a Meister Mitzvah. What is in the Klapa Yimah Dvav Emurim? Two things, says the Tumas Adeshan. Number one, that allows us to make a bracha when we light the Neris before Shabbos. L'chayro, it's before the Zman. How can we make a bracha? L'adlik Ner. Chanukah, it's before the Zman. L'chayro, it should be like making it, for example, the Dugma, making a Pidyon HaBein, Toich Lamed. Most poskim hold that if somebody makes a Pidyon HaBein and gives a coin, the money, Toich Lamed, the mitzvah is miskayim when the Yom Lamed comes. The mitzvah is miskayim b'sheva taisa. The maaseh it did before is doesn't have a shem maaseh mitzvah, and one cannot make a bracha. That's askoma v'oyve poiskim, because the b'shaita wasn't miskayim the mitzvah. Why is now Chanukah different? We're lighting before Chanukah, before the zman. How do we make a bracha? Says the Tumas Adeshan. Yeah, with this new musak of hechsher mitzvah, it converts the maaseh of lighting koydim zmanoi into a ma'aser mitzvah. Ki'ilu was done bezmanoi. We can make a bracha. Secondly, says the Tumas Adeshan, nafkamin is that once we attribute a ma'aser, a shame ma'aser mitzvah to that loche, so then the halacha of kopsa ein zokek lo is in effect. We mekayim the ma'aser at loche ready. We did the ma'aser at loche z'nechanke. We made the din of kopsa ein zokek lo is in effect. And we don't have to worry if the nerves go out before Shkia. We ate already. It's not ma'akif. The Harbe Yeshua Tamoya, it's Tamur. This was definitely Tamur. For two reasons. First of all, and primarily, Bishleimu, in the case of Kibbut Ava Eim, so a step, a necessary step along the way, but Tosfos calls Hechsher Mitzvah, Tosfos not Dinim of a Meiser Mitzvah. But here there's another problem. It's not the nature of the Meiser we're doing, it's the time in which we're doing it. We're lighting a Ner before the Zman. And it doesn't make a difference whether it's the first night of Chanukah, and we're lighting it on Chav Dalet Kislev, which is not even Chanukah, or if we're lighting the fourth or the fifth or the sixth Ner, we're lighting one of the Neres prematurely, before the Zman of Mishatishka Chama comes. The Zman, we're too early in terms of the Zman Maaseh Local. How does Hechsher Mitzvah help? That's one shaila. The Tumas Adeshan held it helps, but it's hard to understand what the Havana is here. A second shaila of Rabbi Chonin asks. Rabbi Chonin Kavis Oris and Ivomus asks a shaila like this. He says, Ein Hanida in Deim Melaraya. The Hainu in Kibbut Av Eim, let's say, for example, that after the son cooked the meat, shechted the behemoth and took a piece of meat and cooked it for his father, the meat got lost. The meat got lost before he fed it to his father, before he became the gufa mitzvah. Otto will say that since he engaged in hechsher mitzvah already, he was mekayim already, kibbut avahem, and he's finished. Of course not. He's mechuyev to get another piece of meat, to start again. Start again, start from scratch, and get another piece of meat. Nevertheless, here in the Chanukah, the Tumas Adeshan says, engaging in the Hechsher Mitzvah, patters him. He's finished, even though the Neris went out before the Zman came. This is Rabbi Chonin's kasha. So this kasha, Rabbi Chonin himself answers, and he says that we can be mechalik between the two nidayim. That lo'elon, v'miyashev, the Tumas Adeshan, one can say that the Mitzvah was mekuyim already. Both the mitzvah of the Chanukah was mekuyim by engaging in the hechsher, and so to the mitzvah of Kibbut Av. Why is it possible that he's mekuyim to bring his father another piece of meat? He was mekuyim the mitzvah ready. And the answer is yeah. Let's say hagatzmecho that he gave his father a piece of meat, and the father says, "Please bring me another piece." Would he say, "I'm potter from the mitzvah she mekuyim given. I'm potter from the mitzvah." It's like tefillin that you mechuyev only to put on once a day, and you're not mechuyev a second time. Naniach, havada not. Every time the father wants meat, needs meat, so it's a new mechayev, it's a new chiyev chal on the ben. So that says Rabbi Chonon, that's the answer to this kasha. The meat that was lost before is now worse than the father having eaten the piece of meat and asking for a second piece. The father's still hungry. He wants a piece of meat. What difference does it make? Well, it's the first, second, or third. Because if we assume the chiddush of the Trumas Hadesh and that Heksha mitzvah is like a Maisa mitzvah, so he was Mekayim already. So Mekayim given the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah with this new musak of Heksha mitzvah is like a Maisa mitzvah. There's no second Mekayiv. Okay. That's the answer to Rabbi Chonon's kasha, which he himself answers. But the first issue still is problematic. How do we get around the problem of the premature Kiyum mitzvah? Okay. Came the Taz, and he comes up with a different mahalach. The Taz says that Heksha mitzvah is not the answer. The Taz says like this. First of all, we have to establish that the Zman, the Iker Zman of Kiyum, Ner Chanukah, Erev Shabbos, is not Seisek HaChovim, but Seif Yom HaHeter. That's the first Hanukkah that he makes. Seif Yom HaHeter, the last possible second, the moment, which is mutter to do melacha. Now, obviously, the Taz says right away, Taz hastens to add, and so do I, that we can't wait until then. Cholila to wait until the last second and to light the Chanukah. It's practically impossible. Savado, we light the Neiros before. We light the Neiros before. So the Indian, and every Shabbos, says the Taz, is very interesting. On every Shabbos, the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah is split, is mischalik into two halakim. Being that the Ikazman, let me explain a little bit better. The Ikazman on Bimei Sachol is Misha Tishka Chamo. What's parallel, what's comparable, the corollary to that, Erev Shabbos is Seif Yom HaHeter. Okay. You need to have a Ner Doilek at that time, Seif Yom HaHeter. The Maisa Adlokit takes place beforehand. So how do we get around that problem? That's the issue in Adlokit's Ner Chanukah Erev Shabbos. Says it has the Maisa Hadloko, the mitzvah of the Maisa Hadloko, we're able to rely on another halacha here, the halacha that after Pagam Minche, we can make some mitzvahs alaylo. We can daven Ma'ariv, the Gemara says, according to the Benot Tam, even Krishma Gibri Yitzeh. Perhaps other mitzvahs you can make any other mitzvahs alaylo, possibly we can be make after Pagam Minche. So after Pagam Minche, so the Chazal split the Zmanim of the Kiyum mitzvah Erev Shabbos. The Zman of the Maisa Adloko begins after Pagam Mincha, because that's a time period which is shaykh to the night, and it's shaykh to Bimkayim, the Maisa Adloko. But they only made, it's an allowance. It's an allowance that they made, especially for Erev Shabbos. An allowance in the sense that, even though it's before Misha Tishka Chamor, but it's a Zman which is shaykh to the night in a certain sense, and the shaykh to Bimkayim to do Maisim which is shaykh to the night. So the Maisa Adloko were Mikayim after Pagam Mincha. The Hainu, the Taz is Maviach with this, and it's not a premature Hadlokah. We don't need to do these, to make these svaris of Heksha Mitzvah Kemitzvah. It's not a Heksha Mitzvah. Bizmanoi, Beitoi, Bizmanoi, Beshaitoi has a shame, the Mice of Hadlokah has a shame, Mice of Mitzvah, Hadlokah is not Chanukah. Why? Because it's after Pagam Minche. But being that not like that, why says the Taz you can make a Brocho? Not because it's a Heksha for later. Bizmanoi has a shame, Mice. Hadlok is Ner Chanukah, whether it's Chav Dalit for the upcoming night or any other day of Chanukah. It's an appropriate time to do the Maisa Hadlok. But, says the Taz, being that it's before the Iker Zman, which on Erev Shabbos is Seif Yom HaHeter, there's a requirement that the Ner continue to burn and to be Doilek until that Zman. Which means that if the Ner goes out after the Maisa Hadlok, which was after Pagam Minche, and it's still time to relight it before Shkia, whereas Mechuyev Mikra didn't relight it. If we think about the Taz, we can write a new Havona, I think, in the Sugi of Kovsa Ein Zokoklo. That Hayyotze B'divrei Taz is like this, that we, although we pass in Kovsa Ein Zokoklo, the dual Kiyum, the two dimensions in Ner Chanukah, exist even l'shitosenu, the Kovza Ein Zokoklo, and they exist l'ikuva too, and I'll explain what I mean. The first dimension is the Maisa Adloka, the Etzner Maisa Adloka. The second dimension is the Ner Chanukah, the Bizman, Hachiyuv, there has to be a Ner Doilek. The machlokes in the Gemara between two mandomas, kofsa zochek lo, kofsa ein zochek lo, is how long must that second kiyum take place? The first mandoma, kofsa zochek lo, says it is a requirement that the Nebi Delik from the time of that loch at tichlo veglo meshuk, and that's liikuva. The second mandoma doesn't deny that there's a requirement of a second dimension of the ner doilik. He just limits the time in which it's liikuva. The hainu, it's enough to have it be doilik momentarily. If you lit it bizmanoi, so mimeli mekaim both simultaneously. You did the ma'asad loko and you had a ner doilik. The hemshech of the mitzvah, the hemshech of the ner doilik is lechadchile, but it's not liikuva. As long as it was doilik for a second, momentarily, you have both kiyumim, the kiyum of the ma'asad loko and the kiyum of the ner doilik. So that effectively, both the makuyim with the ma'asad loko, because every ma'asad loko, minei ubei, creates a ner doilik momentarily. So it's not relevant, usually, to talk about the second dimension of the kiyum liikuvo of having a ner doilik bizman ha-mitzvah. However, it's relevant once, sometimes twice, in the Yontov of Chanukah, Erev Shabbos. Erev Shabbos, according to the Taz, the Chachomim split these two kiyumim. They allotted two time periods. The time period for the first Maisa, for the Maisa at Loko, is from Plaga Minche. That's when the first Maisa, when the first dimension of the mitzvah is Mikuyum, with the Maisa at Loko, that we make a broch on it, we make him the mitzvah. The second Inyan, which normally happens simultaneous with the first, here, there's a lag. The second Inyan, the second dimension of the Kiyum, of the Ner Doilek, that kicks in, that begins only when the Iker Zman comes. And the Iker Zman, theoretically, the Iker Zman is Seif Yoy Maheter. The last second, when Shabbos comes in, that's the Zman, Meikra Din of the second Kiyum. So if the Neiros go out right after that loch, and it's still time, Beheter. We're not talking about if it's too close to Shabbos and you're taking a chance with Noshom Toli Chas V'Shalom. We're talking about when it's still time to light it, and the Yid wasn't Mekabel Shabbos yet. So then he's Mechuyev Mikra Din to light it again for the second Kiyum. True, the first Kiyum he was Mekayim, but he's still missing the second Kiyum. That's why the Taz says he wouldn't make a broch on the second Maisad Loko, because the Maisad Loko is Mekayim ready. And no two brochas on one mitzvah, it's a universal klal. But it's Mechuyev Mikra Din to light it again in order to get the second Kiyum. On Erev Shabbos, we have a massive of Kovz Zorkoklo, because the second Kiyum wasn't Mekuyim yet. Pimgodim raises a shaila about Neiros Erev Shabbos. As of when are they also banor? These are the din of also lishtamesh le'oiro. When does that begin? And he says, he's poshut, he's masik, he doesn't make a big esek about it. He says it's the iser also lishtamesh le'oiro begins with that loko, even mibaydoim. We like mibaydoim. So the iser doesn't kick in only with shkia, kicks in immediately. This halacha is good according to both Malchim, Sayyid Tumas Edeshin and Sayyid Taz. Why? Because Yesh Leimar, that according to both, we have a chefs of Nechanek already. Imitam, the Tumas Edeshin, because Hechsher Mitzvah ki Mitzvah. So it could be that just that the Hechsher Mitzvah of lighting before has a Shem Ma'aseh Mitzvah. So a meisim of Hadlokas Nechanakeh creates a chesav Nechanakeh. So it's reasonable to think that also Shamish Loyer already. And who had din, according to the Taz, that Chachomim said that the Zman for the Kiyum Maisa at Loko is after Plaga Mincha, so he also created a Nechanakeh. Mashi Yesh La'ayin is like this. We know there's a machlokes rishonim about the side of the Issa L'Shamish Loyo. Rashi says because Ner Chanukah has to have a heker. It has to be a heker. And if one uses it for mundane purposes, for any mundane purpose, Shalin Rashi, so it takes away the heker of the Ner Mitzvah, of the Ner Chanukah. As Rashi says in the Shabbos, in a few places, in B'memet Ligin. The Ran says, because the Neres Kedusha. The Neres Kedusha. Like we say, the Neres Lolo, Kedushim. Rein non Rishus Lishamish man. So Yesh La'ayin Ksas, where the feed them halacha to Mazadeshin, that really it's a premature hadlaka. But we have no choice. But it nevertheless is a premature hadlaka. So Yesh La'ayin, where the Isa No, that's Neveya, that comes from the Kedush, Shem Kedush, is there before Shkir. Could be that the Kedusha of Neres Chanukah is only Chavu Shkir when it becomes, when the Zman, when the Ikir Zman comes. Yesh La'ayin Ksas. Another possible nafkamina, something to think about, is something that the Mishavua brings down, which Medaktikim do talk in every Shabbos, and that is that what should happen Mincha before Adlokas Ner Chanukah. Because since we're lighting Ner Chanukah after Pagam Mincha, and we're doing that because when we do that, we're treating Ner Chanukah, we're treating the Zman, the period of between Plaga Mincha and Shki and Tezikovim as Laila, Sisoi Laila, we're making it Laila by being Mekhaim and Mitzvah Salaila then. So, mainly, it's not Roy to Dabi Mincha afterwards, it's better to Dabi Mincha before. Mincha is Manus Bayoim, we should Dabi Mincha before rather than afterwards. Kevin, so Sisoi Laila, you shouldn't Dabi Mincha. This is very true, makes sense, according to the Taz. Because we rely on this unique aspect, the dual aspect of Plaga Mincha, that's trappings of Yom and trappings of Laila, if we so desire, for the Gabi Adlokas Ner Chanukah Erev Shabbos. But Yesh La'ayin, if it's true, according to Tumas Adeshin, according to Tumas Adeshin, we rely on the Svar of Hechsher Mitzvah Kir Mitzvah. So it could be that it's not the Pshat we made it Laila, and that's how we make the Mitzvah. We have no choice, we must light it before Shkir. But who says it precludes davening Mincha afterwards? If this halacha will be true according to the Tumas Adeshin. Nevertheless, Mekdak the Gim Kaidu, he never saw the minyonim, many minyonim, minchagdolim, the minchagdolim minyonim are full, every Shabbos Chanukah.